Welcome back to the special edition of the Michael Artsis Show on Be Terrific. We're in Greenwich, Connecticut at the John Stark Celebrity Golf Classic, and it is amazing. We're interviewing all sorts of celebrities here. It's all to raise money for a good cause. The John Starks Foundation raises money for scholarships for students to be able to pay their way through school, and it's really unbelievable. John's been doing it a long time. We'll have John on later and find out more about it from him, but I've watched it firsthand for several years, and it's amazing. You're the Terrifics. You make Be Terrific special, and you can reach out to us on all social media at Be Terrific TV. My next guest is a man I watched growing up and is a legend. He's a world champion boxer, and I gotta tell you something, I am so thrilled to have him on our set. He's from Easton, Pennsylvania, and I just learned that a few months ago when I took my son to see Thomas the Train and Ride Thomas for a day. And then I landed in Easton for a few minutes to have lunch and went, is that Larry Holmes Way? The Larry Holmes? Joining us on the Be Terrific set is Larry Holmes. Champ, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, such an honor. First of all, Easton, Pennsylvania is a nice little place.
Well, that's why I stay there, because it's a nice little place. If it was a nice big place, I wouldn't be there. And Easton is quiet, and I've been there like 60 years now, so it's home.
What's it like having a street named after you in your hometown and still living there? That must be spectacular.
When the mayor first came to me and said, we're going to name the street Larry Holmes Drive, I said, you're kidding. Now, you know, I watch TV, I see all these streets named by different celebrities, but I never thought I was one of those celebrities that would get a street named after me. But our mayor, Sal Panto, said, we're going to have a streak, and he put it out there.
Now, you have a golf tournament, too. You have a lot of great people. Our friend Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker, was at your tournament. Yeah. He raved about it.
I'll be there with him next week.
You're going to be with Stephen Baker next
week? Yeah, next week.
Very nice. Yeah. Talk about what you do for your foundation.
Well, you know, I'm involved in so many different things, and a lot of times I don't want to be involved in because people do kind of like take advantage of you. And I mainly turn my goals on to the golf tournaments now because the guys are most of the athletes, celebrities, and I can mingle with them. They're not just people out there trying to make a few dollars for their pocket. So, you know, I do the Boys and Girl Club, the youth centers and stuff like that, and other different charities. And I feel good when I do it. I feel good when I leave. I feel good when somebody like that comes and asks me. They ask me to come here. You know, it ain't like I get paid when I come here. You know, I'm here. I'm with my own time and my own money. You know, spend a day, hope to meet a lot of the guys and sign autographs and take pictures because that's what it's all about.
Larry, you are an unbelievable champ and an unbelievable athlete. And I think what's great is you still give back in Easton, not only to the Boys and Girls Club, but you go down and you work kids out in the gym, amateurs, and you help them come along.
Yeah, you know, everybody, and I have to correct you on this, everybody say give back, give back. I've been giving back. They never gave me anything, but I've been giving ever since I became the heavyweight champion of the world with all the charities, with all the donations and stuff that I do, and the recognition that I bring to the city is a lot. But giving back, no. I want people to give me something once in a while. If they don't want to get a pat on the back. But a lot of times it's all for themselves. But with these charities, this is what it's all about because it involves kids growing up, kids that can't walk, some kids that have cancer and stuff like that. And a lot of this money and stuff that these guys are doing goes to those events.
You know, what you're talking about, I've seen firsthand. I know a lot of athletes. I'm close with a lot of athletes, and I've seen it where a guy becomes a Super Bowl champion or a boxing champion or the World Series champion, and everybody comes out of the woodwork and they want money. They just need a couple bucks to pay their rent or they just need to open a car wash. They just need an opportunity. To me, that's really sad. And is it sad to you, not only for you when people come to you and they've got their hand out, but is it sad when you see other athletes going through it?
Mainly it's family. You know what I mean? Family always wants you to give and give and give because you got it. They don't go out and work like you work to get theirs. They want you to give it to them and make it easy. But, you know, it's okay. If you feel like doing something, giving it from the heart, but you got to put a limit on what you do because if you don't, you end up back where you started with nothing.
But you believe in paying it forward, clearly.
Yeah.
But you're just careful about how you pay it forward.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes your mind will overcome you'll give, you know, will say, give. Your mind will say, I can't keep giving like that, you know. And when you feel sorry for somebody, you give anyway. And then you think about it later, you say, well, next time I won't do it. That next time I come, you do it anyway because it's in your heart. You know, these guys work hard, struggle for what they get. They get to be on top. And somebody that don't care about nobody, that, you know, he don't care. And they just take your money.
You still love the sport of boxing?
I love the game of boxing. Boxing is great and good to me. You know, a lot of guys talk about the Mayweather fight. I wish, like, I was coming up now with Mayweather so I could get some of that money that he's getting. But more power to him because he worked hard, he earned it, and the people are paying it. And, you know, more power to him.
Are you ever surprised about how much money goes is around the sport now between pay-per-view and all sorts of other things?
Pay-per-view is the one that's doing it. Pay-per-view got the money. We had pay-per-view too, but we had closed circuit TV. When we fought in the theater. You can put it on all the TVs, and that's the difference. And more people get to see the athlete now than ever. You got football on darn near every night. You got basketball on. You got soccer on. You got boxing on. You got everything. So people want to see these sports, so therefore they pay for it.
What do you think was your best match or your favorite match that you have in your career?
My favorite one was Kenny Norton, June 9th, 1978, when I won the heavyweight championship of the world. Because there were so many people doubting my ability, said I couldn't make it. I was a copy of Muhammad Ali. Legs were too small. I couldn't punch. I wasn't going nowhere. And, you know, when I got that opportunity to prove that I can do it, I took advantage of it. And I did win the title. And I held that for 7.5 years, longer than anybody in boxing history. So, you know, it's just to show you, if you make up your mind to do something and you want it really bad, you can do it.
I think that's really well said, and I think that's true. And I also think it's a testament to the fact that you had this iron will. You really couldn't be knocked out. You wouldn't go down. And that's what I remember most about watching you. Is I don't necessarily remember specifics about specific fights, but I remember the fact that it seemed like nobody could ever knock you out and that you had an iron will.
Only person who stopped me was Mike Tyson. That's after I retired and came out of retirement to fight Mike Tyson, you know, and I was like 38 years old when I did that. So, you know, it's not a bad knock on the game of boxing. And it's hard to say it was a bad knock on me because I came back for the money, but it's hard to turn down $3 million, you know what I mean, to fight Mike Tyson, especially when he's that short and you think you can get in shape to beat him. You want to go and give it a shot, and I gave it a shot, and I fell short. But I'm not bitter about it. You know, I congratulated him, and I hope that, you know, he did well with the money that he made. But boxing is a hard sport, just like any football, basketball. People think it's easy. We go out there and run down the court, throw the ball in. People think that's easy, but they don't see what you have to go through to get to be where you are.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I actually wanted to talk to you about how you got started and how you came up, because I don't know much about that. But before I do, I have to ask you about fighting Mike. Mike was probably, in my mind, one of the most exciting fighters to ever watch box. What do you think of Mike Tyson in the ring as a boxer, and what was it like to fight him?
Well, when I fought Mike Tyson, I didn't think too much of him, really, truthfully. I had retired. I got out of the game. I got into music and stuff like that. And one night, I was home with my wife. We were watching TV and everything, and a knock came knocking on the door. And I said, well, who is that knocking on that door? She said, go see. I said, no, you go see. She said, you go see. So I got up and went to the door. Who's out there at the door? It's Don King. What are you doing here in Easter this time of night? He said, I got something for you. I said, well, come on in, man. What you got? He said, I got you a fight. I said, what you mean? I quit, Don. Don't you remember 2 years ago I retired? He said, I got you a fight. I said, Don, who you want me to fight now? He said, Mike Tyson. I said, oh, hell. I'm not fighting Mike Tyson. You got to be crazy. Then he said, well, it's $3.5 million. I said, where he at? Where's Mike Tyson? And that's how you get it. See, John King was good at that. And, you know, you never had a fight. But if somebody bring you $3.5-4 million.
Oh, I'll get in the ring with Mike. I'm not going to fight like you did, though. I'm going to run like Mayweather.
I tried to run, but he caught me. I was running. Didn't you see I was running? He caught me, cornered me. I said, damn, Mike.
That's the thing about Mike back then, though, that I think is that, you know, you couldn't get away from him because he cornered you. He was like a bull, like a charging bull.
He was right on top. You were throwing left hooks and right hands. And Mike Tyson, was not the hardest puncher in the world, but he hit you often when he hit you. Like Ernie Shavers was, in my opinion, the hardest puncher ever. And he took me down, you know, and I got up. Mike Tyson took me down, too. I got up. He took me down again. I got up. He took me down again. I stayed down. I said, I can't get back up again, you know. Because, you know, the guy, you know, he had no stop in him. He had no stop in him. And he was younger than me, and he was in better shape than I were. And real be realistic, I shouldn't have fought him. But it's hard to turn down the $3.5 million, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree. I mean, it was an exciting fight.
Yeah.
So how did you get started in boxing?
You know, a little boy in a neighborhood, like we in the ghetto, we didn't have any money. And we had the PAL, the boys club, and we'd go there and box. I never thought I was going to be a boxer. And then older I got, the more I got to like it. And somebody said, why don't you turn pro? I thought, why you turn pro? They said, we'll put you in the amateurs and let you fight amateurs and then teach you how to fight. Then you go pro, you make money. Well, I did that. Got into the Olympics, lost that in the final with a guy named Dwayne Bobic. And then I said, hey, when I turned pro. And from then on, I was heavyweight champion of the world 5 years later.
Wow. That's got to be amazing. Did you pinch yourself at that point?
No, I was just so happy. I was happy. I mean, because there were so many people telling me I couldn't do it. And I was just so happy that I was doing it. I was on TV and being interviewed by you guys, man. And I mean, hey, listen, man.
Well, it wasn't by me. It was no, probably more like Howard Cosell.
Well, Howard,
welcome to Friday Night Fights.
I said like you, Howard.
I'm Howard Cosell, joined by the great Larry Holmes.
Yeah, man.
This is going to be a colossal matchup. The iron of Mike Tyson versus the brute and force of Larry Holmes. Yeah. You kind of gloss over it. You talk about how hard you worked, and the people don't know that when they come up to you and they say, hey, could you do this for me? Could you do that for me? But you, I mean, the workouts that you did were incredible, weren't they?
You know, you had to get up in the morning, and I was doing that 4 or 5 miles every morning, and I would go into the gym at 3 o'clock and work out, but I would go get my rest, and then I exercise before I go to bed and get my dinner, and then go to the gym, I box, and run, and jump rope, and I mean, it was hard. I mean, you got to dedicate, you got to put yourself into the game that you really want. I mean, you got no girls, no nothing. You know
did you
what I mean?
Enjoy life at that point, or were you just solely focused on boxing?
Focused. I enjoyed life, but I was focused on what I was doing. I didn't cross that line, but I was always doing my thing for the boxing game.
How do you keep hungry once you win the championship? Because so many guys, you start getting money, life gets easier.
You don't want it to stop.
Yeah.
You don't want it to stop, so you keep going. You keep going, doing the things that you did to get you there. You know, like Mayweather, he's making a lot of money now, hundreds of millions, more money than I ever thought that anybody would make in the game of boxing. But what keeps him going, I think, is he keep making that big money. He's the man that makes all the money.
Yeah.
And he don't want to lose that. So he's going to stay in the best shape that he can get in so he can be ready for the next fight.
It's hard to be in that kind of shape, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard, but it's easy when you're young and want to do it. You know, it's, when you get old like me and you got a lot of money, you don't want to do it anymore.
Well, now you just enjoy life, I hope.
You enjoy life, yeah.
And what about boxing, all the training in the world, all the sparring in the world, does anything prepare you for when you get into that ring, even when you watch film?
Well, you know, I don't care how many fights you had, how many films you watch, you still got your heart going to be bumping, bang, 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 bang. You're still nervous. And you can talk about all the guy ain't nothing, he ain't this, he ain't that. You can talk about that all you want. But when you get in that ring, you're going to be afraid of that guy until the punches get to flowing. You know, never stop being nervous.
I can imagine. Well, it was a pleasure to watch you, and it's a pleasure to have you on here. What do you do for fun?
I hang out. I got a little nightclub. I go down there and play boss every now and then. I got a TV show. What the heck were they thinking? That's the name of it, with the Service Electric Cable Company in Easton, you know. And I do a lot of little things in the Sands Casino up there, you know, making the appearance and stuff like that. So, hey, I keep busy.
Champ, thank you so much for
joining
us.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And one of these days, I'm going to learn how to play golf.
That sounds like a plan. When you learn, teach me. I can hit the ball straight.
We got to practice together.
I would love to. Okay. I can hit the ball straight. I can't play a short game at all.
I can't do it either, so don't feel bad. We're the same track.
That is the champ, Larry Holmes. Unbelievable. We'll be back with a whole lot more on your live coverage here of the John Starks Celebrity Golf Classic in Greenwich, Connecticut, on the Michael Artis Show, a special edition of the Michael Artis Show on Be Terrific. Don't go anywhere. We'll be
tune
right back.
Michael Art in, because he's a knockout.